So we came very close to turning Syria over to major terrorist organizations because there really was no moderate rebel opposition.
Really?
That was sort of the myth that they also was created, was there was these moderate rebels who never seemed to exist in any significant numbers, and whenever the U.S. would train a bunch, they would immediately turn themselves over to joining Nusra or joining the Islamic State. So you had,
right.
But the person who sort of helped Obama avoid that disastrous decision that was almost made in Washington back in summer of 2013 was Vladimir Putin,
right.
The president of Russia. He got in there and helped negotiate an agreement with Assad where Assad said, I had nothing to do with the sarin attacks, but I will surrender all my chemical weapons. And he did. So you had this. So at that point, the neoconservatives and the liberal interventionists who were so hot to bomb Assad's military in Syria and have regime change, which they've wanted for years now, they, in a sense, turned their fury against Putin. And we see in the summer, late summer of 2013, neoconservative writings about we have to turn to Ukraine. We have to, as Ukraine was the biggest prize, according to NED President Gershman. And then he went on to say, and this is a stepping stone, really, to get to regime change in Moscow. So the idea was to just continue expanding this idea of regime change in place after place. And so we ended up with then in early 2014, this civil war being started in Ukraine, a new Cold War essentially being created with Russia. But throughout this, there's been this overlay of propaganda that has prevented the American people from understanding what on earth is going on here.